Jason Zimmerman was just 42 when he died. His dad, Mark, is here to say goodbye.
He is a wonderful man. He was wonderful. He was a great guy.
What was he like?
Oh, man. He is full of life, full of beans, you know.
I start the hike uphill to Jason's burial site, and it's some work getting to the top. John Christian Pfeiffer is with me. He's the executive director of Larkspur Conservation. Growing up on a farm in western Tennessee, he was fascinated with nature, and he actually had a little cemetery where he'd bury family pets when they died. And this included grasshoppers he'd find. He says he'd wrap them with a shroud made of leaves, and he'd mark the spot with a fork from the kitchen drawer.
In seventh grade, I told my parents I wanted to be a mortician, not fully understanding the weight of what that work was.
He says he wants to honor a life's existence, and he feels natural burial does that. There's something about being so in tune with the earth. And as we're walking up the trail, he's smoothing out tire prints with his feet. When something catches his eye, of course he picks it up.
It's a crinoid. It's a 320 million year old sea creature from this land, when this land was covered by a shallow sea.
Is that all?
Nah, that's all.
A baby crinoid.
A baby crinoid. I just have a tendency of picking them up when I see them, and may give it to the father today. May pop it back down on the ground.
At the burial site, Jason is there wrapped in a cream-colored shroud that John Christian made himself. Just this morning, before we arrived, he wrapped Jason's body. The shroud is twisted neatly over his head and then tucked down behind his shoulder. You can clearly make out the shape of his entire person. Cloth straps, they secure him to a pine platform with sprigs of evergreen trees supporting his lower back and under his knees. And roses are tucked into the cloth folds near his chest.
It's more like we're swaddling an adult body in a way. I guess it harkens back to those leaves that I used on grasshoppers when I was a kid. You just create a design that looks appropriate and beautiful and simple and that does what it's intended to do.
We're gathered around Jason's body. A few family members joined by FaceTime. Mark, Jason's dad, though, is the only family member here in person. He peers down at his son.
Okay. I guess he ain't getting up. Doggone it. I really wanted him to wake up when he was in the hospital because we collectively wanted to beat his ass. You know what I mean? Get your ass up. True to form, he ain't doing nothing that he don't want to do.
The plot has been custom dug for his height. The edges have been smoothed by hand, and a bed of leaves, twigs, pine needles, and flower petals are placed at the bottom. John Christian says it reminds him of the way a mother bird prepares her nest to receive something special. With his help and a couple others, Mark lowers Jason into his grave by rope.
Slowly, slowly. Slowly.
You can let the rope fall in.
You can let it fall in.
Oh, you want to leave it in there?
Yeah.
Then everyone takes a turn with shovels, starting with the soil that came out last and ending with the topsoil. We bury Jason.
Yeah, this is a hands-on, rather than everybody standing there in their overcoats and, you know, this is hands-on, yeah. You get to participate in covering the body, you know, yeah. Play some Monkey Man by the Stones after this.
It takes about an hour. Mark finishes by covering the plot with pine needles and flower petals. We sip hot cocoa, talk a bit about Jason, and look at a childhood photo until Mark's ready to walk back down the hill.
We ain't supposed to be planting our kids. Yeah, I mean, since he has to go, this is the best way. You know, at least he's giving back, and I feel that's important. Yeah. And I'm going to do the very same thing, hopefully, in this area.
In a quiet moment, sitting up on a picnic table in a meadow not too far away from Jason's space, I asked John Christian what he thinks happens to us after we die.
You think we're okay after we leave, or after we're out of our shell?
I think we're okay. I think we're okay after we die. Whatever is on the other side and whatever it looks like, whether that's streets of gold and living above the clouds, or that's our energy dancing through the grasses and coming up with the weeds. I can tell you one thing. When I die and I'm buried here at Larkspur, and my body starts returning to the soil and goes up through the roots of these plants, this stalk of ironweed, and comes out as pollen on the tip of that flower and rides a bumblebee, that's going to be pretty neat.